is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, with this coronavirus business going on, you really shouldn't believe everything you see online. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, you need, if you see something that you think is like a little maybe too far-fetched or something that seems a little ludicrous, you should do a little bit more investigating, look it up, try and find it somewhere else, trying to find a verified source. You can do things to make sure that things are verified.
100%.
But at the same time, a lot of people kind of don't want to find out whether or not it's true. It's kind of just like, oh, this proves my point, so I'm just going to post this and not really worry about if it's true or not.
It's kind of not the thing to be doing that with. This is not like a political argument. This is, I mean, you shouldn't be doing it with that anyway, but that's the world we live in. But this is the thing to not go, oh, I want to believe that, so I'm going to just believe this incredibly untrustworthy news site.
Exactly right. Now, Josh, obviously a lot of horrible, horrible videos are going around at the moment of people fighting over, like, toilet paper, fighting in shops over supplies. It's horrible. Mm. It's not good at all. Someone posted a video on Twitter.
As in the words, the Churchillian words of our Prime Minister that will echo through the ages, stop it.
Yes, do stop it. Really do stop it. There was a video posted by a dude saying, this is absolutely disgusting. This is horrible. It's posted a video of a fight in a supermarket.
Okay. Yeah.
And an old MP from England, not from Australia, has seen it and has gone, oh my God, this is terrible. Reposted it. It's like, this is absolutely God awful.
What's the word coming to?
The video was from not this year. It was from
not a good start.
It was from 2001, and the two people who were fighting were Stone Cold Steve Austin and Booker T. There is a very famous video clip of them fighting in a supermarket, and this. She's quite old.
It is one of my favorite childhood WWE memories. Yeah. It is Stone Cold Steve Austin just kicking Booker T's ass all through a shopping, like a convenience store in America. So he's throwing eggs on him.
They're pouring milk on the ground. Someone has seen this and posted it as a joke. And unfortunately, because this MP is a little older and maybe isn't up to date with her WWE footage, has gone, oh, this is terrible. And then she's replied to that a bit later and has gone, the camera angle, they're getting all of the angles really well. And
oh, my God, no way. Are you sure this person's not in on this?
Like, there's no way.
There's a WWF logo in the corner of that
but
footage.
I think they've cropped that out, and then everyone afterward is posting replies of, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin being arrested by the fake WWE police going, don't worry, they got him, and stuff like that.
Hey, mate.
Yeah.
What do you mean fake? What do you mean fake WWE police?
I mean the real police. The real police.
Absolutely.
The takeaway from this, ladies and gentlemen, research. Do a little bit of research.
And honestly, the other takeaway from this, I'm pretty sure the WWE Network's free at the moment. Yeah. So get into that.
Enjoy
a bit of a sus. Yeah, it's some quality programming.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Staying home and looking after your kids is not something that everyone can do, but it's something that a lot of people are trying to do.
Yeah, people are being asked to do it.
Yep, staying inside, just trying to self-isolate as much as possible. Something that...
This is the thing, right, isn't it? Because, like, the government's literally said that if you are an essential worker and you have to go to... Like, your kids can still go to school, but this is the thing, right? You're not actually being told to stay home and look after your kids. You're just being told to stay home.
Yep.
So, if you want to put Netflix on in the other room and you chill out...
And that, yeah, that's it.
They're government on a hasn't told you to look after your kids. I mean, that's implied, but...
They're on a computer that should be connected to the school, so they should be doing their work.
They should be doing their work.
You as an adult can just chill out. It's great. It's the only time where it's like kids are really like... It's like the parents' time to be like, ah, I'm just enjoying my life. Just really getting into it.
Get stuff on, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you get back to school?
This has actually led to a couple of problems for people that I know of not even kids who are in high school, but kids who are in primary school staying home and getting a bit of help from the parents when it comes to them doing online stuff.
Yeah.
Them doing a bit of homework, them being asked, okay, cool, I'm going to set you this assignment, then we're going to meet back in like an hour or whatever. A lot of people I know who have kids who are around that age kind of struggling with helping their kids with specifically math. Because it's been such a long time since they've been in primary school. A lot of my friends have forgotten how to do maths.
Yeah. No, look, and before we go any further with this, I will say big shout out to all the school teachers and everything and everybody in the education department who's getting this all organized, because there actually are like ways that parents can get additional help.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When it does fall on just you, yep. I think what you have to do as an adult is go, yeah, I've completely forgotten algebra.
Yeah. Like,
maybe I should sit in on this class, actually.
My friend Jeremy's kid, I think, is 10 or 11, and he was like, she's like, Dad, can you help me? Like, we're figuring out, like, I can't remember what it was. Something to do with math. I think it was, this is it. I actually don't know what they teach you in grade 6, but he was like, his dad was asking him about stuff, and he's like, mate, I have no idea. I don't know how to do that.
I love that the honesty's come out there, though. That's going to be a real problem when I have kids. I won't be able to look stupid in front of them ever. I'll just be like, yeah, well, no, I could tell you, but then you wouldn't learn anything, would you?
Yeah, exactly right.
While I'm secretly Googling it myself.
That's what my dad actually did that once. I remember my dad, I said to him, I was doing trigonometry, and I said, I'm like, can you help me? And Dad's like, I've got a lot on, mate. Like, I'm doing work. I've got things I've got to do.
He's a busy man about town.
Of course, Greg Brewer. He really was. And then he snuck off and Googled trigonometry. And then came back to me and was like, all right, mate, I've cleared up my schedule. I can do. And the only reason I know that is because I went on the computer afterwards because I had some free time afterwards. Mm. And I saw all of the history was like trigonometry, how to understand trigonometry, basic trigonometry. My dad's had gone just Googled trigonometry and come back and was like, all right, I've cleared up my schedule.
And when you went up to your dad and went, you really should clear your history, Dad? He's gone, why? Why? What did you say?
How far did you go down? I would love to know on 131060. What subject do you not really know? Have your kids asked you a question over the last couple of days? Maybe you're trying to teach them from home. They've asked you a question and you're like, look, I don't know. I have no idea. I wish I could help, but unfortunately it's not good.
I'll put my hand up right now and say it. As an adult, as a 29-year-old, I don't remember a thing about science. I don't remember anything about science class. I know that a hypothesis is like what you think might happen.
Hypothesis is what you think might happen.
I mean, I know what that word means, but in science, you had to write that down as here's what I think will happen if I put a cigarette lighter near the Bunsen burner. Yeah, it'll turn the Bunsen burner on.
It's funny because like 3 weeks ago, we had trivia and you just one of the questions was if the one side of a triangle is this long and the other side is this long. And I'm like, well, that's Pythagoras' theorem. I learnt that and I was like, I figured it out. A squared plus B squared equals C squared or whatever. And I wrote down my answer and then you were like, the answer is 17 and I had like 58 or something. 131060, get on the phone. Has your kid asked you a question over the last couple of days to do with their schoolwork and you've just been like, I don't know, mate. I don't know what to tell you.
Where's your weak spot when it comes to the national curriculum? Let us know. Right now, Jess from Crace, how are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
Yeah, doing good, thank you. Now, Jess, what subject are you not the greatest in as an adult?
Well, I'm an artist professionally, so pretty much all of them. So yesterday he pulled out his science homework, which had a theory on viruses because of everything.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, right.
And I couldn't even pronounce most of the words in the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Going, I'll help you. And then I'm staring at it going, this is year 7. How can I not understand year 7 science?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is right, Jess, and this is probably what you've discovered is not right. To me, year 7 science just seems like it should just be, how do plants work?
Yeah.
How does it rain?
Yeah.
It seems way more complicated than that.
I remember
instead, it's which type of virus is this? And I'm like,
I don't know.
What's the difference between a novel coronavirus and
I don't know what it is.
And I've been listening to the news for 3 months and I still have no idea.
Listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Now, Josh, we've been seeing triumphs of the human spirit in Italy of people who have been locked down in quarantine
and then
getting out on their balconies and like having a big sing-along with everyone in the neighbourhood, obviously keeping a safe distance away while also having a bit of fun.
Look, I saw, and I'm going to say it, the less classy version of this. There was a guy DJing on his balcony in Miami because Ultra Music Festival has been cancelled. And apparently he started like a rave. Like people on the balcony across from him were like had flashing lights
and they
were dancing.
That's pretty sick, though. That's pretty cool.
It is, but it's the less European version of that, I think. Exactly right.
I also did see it got to a point in Italy where they were singing Crazy Train by Black Sabbath. And I'm like, you know what? It's lost a little bit of its spark, but it's still there.
I also saw the Better Have My Money by Rihanna being sung in Italy. Okay, and I was like, wow, that's really an interesting vibe.
They're running out of songs, I feel like. Josh, Australia is currently going through the stages that Italy have been going through of like self-isolation, self-quarantining, a potential lockdown in the next couple of days.
We're quite clear. It's not as bad here as it was in Italy.
It's not as bad, but we're looking at
some of the same measures, taking some lessons from what's going on over there, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly right. And so people are staying inside for the most part. And there has been a video overnight released of people in Sydney doing what the Italians are doing, getting out on their balconies and singing Still Call Australia Home, which I like.
Right.
That's
fantastic.
Very cute.
Yeah. We did, I think, from all the memes I'd seen, I thought we decided on Daryl Braithwaite Horses, but that's fine.
I mean, that
fine.
Seems more fitting. I don't know the words to Still Call Australia Home.
As somebody who's currently self-isolating in an apartment building, I'm not for this.
I am 100%. I'm actually jealous because my apartment doesn't face any buildings and I'm on the bottom floor, so like I'd be singing to a bunch of trees. I don't get to look up and go like, still call Australia home. I know that's
my upstairs neighbours are doing some kind of a step class every night or some kind of weights thing where they're dropping weights on the floor. I need this self-isolation to be over as quickly as possible. And the last thing I need is people to take to their balconies and start singing to add to all the noises that are already going on in this apartment building for some reason.
You also don't face any buildings either. What if you did this? What if you got... Actually, this is a great idea. For anyone who doesn't face the rest of the apartment so they can't see what you're doing, go onto YouTube, Google amazing cover of like horses or something.
Oh, yes.
Hook it up to a speaker because no one can see if you're singing or not and just project that out and people will think you have the voice of an angel.
Just get some YouTube footage of Ed Sheeran busking on the street and
they'll
be like, I found the next Ed Sheeran. He lives in Gungahlin. Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Obviously, we're all, doing our different parts to bunker down. People are going to work and then coming home, that sort of thing. I'm seeing a lot of people do that. I had to go to the supermarket really quick last night, and I noticed, it just empty. The car park's empty. And I thought to myself, this is good. This is what people are doing the right thing. They're going home, they're staying home, because that car park would normally be packed, empty. Really, really great to just cruise on up to a park right near the door. But, I mean, that's a very small silver lining in all of this.
Yeah, of course.
Now, there is something that is happening that is going to be on TV in America that is actually we're a little bit connected to here. You can listen to the Ned and Josh podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Thank you very much.
Fox is going to present the iHeart Living Room Concert for America.
Ooh.
So, there you go. That's very exciting. So, I'm assuming other countries can listen as well.
Yeah, but I was going
to
say.
I think the benefit here, the idea is for the American healthcare workers and first responders to what's going on at the moment over there. They're going to be trying to raise a bit of money. So I guess the world can watch, but the money's only going for Americans. So
exactly
there you
right.
go.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what's the lineup for this going to be? Well, allow me to answer that question. Billie Eilish.
Wow.
She's going to be there. Okay. That's absolutely fantastic. Green Day. Well, Billy Joe Armstrong, but I mean, essentially, it's going to sound like Green Day.
Won't it have to be one person from each band? Because
and then, no, wait, I'm getting to this. Backstreet Boys. That's getting more problematic because there's a few members of that band.
There's five of them.
But then, apparently, the guy who's organized all of this, the big chief of charity concerts himself, Elton John.
Elton. Big Elton.
Organized the concert for Diana. Like, he's big into these kinds of shows.
Yeah.
Now, first and foremost, how the hell do you have the Backstreet Boys? How are they going
to... Well, there has to be one of them, surely.
Is it going to be like a TikTok duet where they're literally dancing in different videos? They're all synchronized in different...
Yeah.
How is this going to work? But most importantly, and I think with other artists like Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, what I need to know here is whose lounge room is this going to be in? It's the iHeart Living Room Concert for America. Is it going to be in all of their lounge rooms individually? Or, and this is what I'd like to suggest right now, does one lucky person who is currently self-isolating in America get this concert in their lounge room and then get to spend the next 2 weeks self-isolating with all of the artists at this concert?
So the prize is you get to hang out with Billie Eilish and Billy Joe
Joe Armstrong, the Backstreet Boys, Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey. They would all have to self-isolate at your house.
I tell you what, I think... self-isolating. And no, I know a lot of people love her, whatever. Self-isolating for 2 weeks with Mariah Carey would be near one of the worst things I think you could do.
You watch interviews with Mariah Carey by her own admission. She knows what she wants. She's got a list of demands when she performs. Yeah. I would imagine for staying at someone's house for 2 weeks, there'd be a list of demands.
Do you have any juice? And I'm like, I have orange juice. She's like, I want apple. And I'm like, well, we're self-isolating. She's like, ah, what the hell's going on here? Like, I don't know, Mariah.
Just there. Honestly, the strangest Mariah Carey impersonation I think I've ever heard.
Not often do you get a Mariah Carey impersonation. It's like, God. Oh, what's going on?
Oh, flaming hell.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
The Hemsworth Bros, the standard that a lot of people hold Australia to across the world. And I don't think that's
disappointed when they see people like you and I. Yeah. They're like, thought you all looked like Thor.
Exactly.
Like,
nah, regular people. It would be insane if we all looked like that. Look.
You wouldn't be able to quarantine us.
Yeah, that's
people
it.
People would be like, you can close the borders all you want. We're coming to Thirst Island. We are not coming to where all the Thors live.
We're coming rain, hail, or shine. No, I would say, I feel like this isn't too mean or whatever, but Chris and Liam are the more successful brothers.
Yeah, can we all? I agree. I think there were some people out there who are going to be Westworld fans as well and heard what I had to say before. I think being on a major successful HBO show is still a pretty big thing for an actor, and that's what Luke's done. That's what Luke's a major character on Westworld.
So Luke's not a struggling actor by any means.
Unless his career is compared to his brother's, he's got a very successful acting career.
Exactly right. But I would feel like, for the most part, maybe Luke's like, damn it, I wish I could.
Well, he's not Thor.
Yeah, he's
not Thor.
He doesn't have
that Marvel money.
He wasn't in the Hunger Games.
I'm going to be honest, at the moment, I'd say he's overtaken Liam, though. What's Liam doing? OPSM commercial.
That's true. I've seen a photo that I reckon has made both Chris and Liam very jealous.
Of their brother Luke.
Yeah, I think that all of the Hemworths are in Byron Bay self-isolating, as far as I can tell.
What a place to self-isolate.
Not bad at all. Paradise, essentially. And Chris Hemsworth has a shopping mall for a home, so it would be pretty nice to self-isolate there. But they've been down to the beach.
It's had to be shut down. That's too many people can fit in the building. Four square meters per person, guys.
Yeah. I mean, if they're the rules, they're fine to go for as long as they want. But, no, they were down at the beach, and Luke was having a beer with his shirt off, as the Hemsworth like to do down on the beach, and he has got like a good old-fashioned Australian dad beer gut.
Ah, good on him.
Like, I'm not here to fat shame anyone, but he's a big boy.
Good on him. And that's great, because honestly, Chris has just gone too far the other way. I saw a photo of him on the Daily Mail the other day where he was surfing, and I'm like, if you were like giving him a hug, you'd hurt yourself, because he's chiseled.
Exactly right.
If he hit you with that, you'd be like, oh,
exactly. I reckon sleeping in the same bed as him would be like sleeping with a brick, like a slab of cement.
Just dangerous.
Exactly right. I reckon Luke and Chris are so jealous of Luke. Because did I say Luke before? Liam and Chris.
This is getting
so
confusing.
Yeah. Why do two of them have to have L starting names? Luke,
the heartthrobs are jealous of Luke because you reckon he just gets to let himself go just a little bit more.
He doesn't have to try. No one's holding him to this standard. He's allowed to be a normal dude. He's not working out for 12 hours a day while he's also preparing 17 hours a day for a movie. Luke's just like, you know what? I enjoy beer. I like going down to the beach. I like having a surf. I reckon that's the life that Chris Hemsworth wish he could live. Unfortunately, he's just set himself up as this kind of demigod, and everyone's like, well, stay like that until you die, mate.
To be honest, mate, I did see an episode of Westworld where Luke Hemsworth's in a tank top, and if I can look like that when I'm Luke Hemsworth's age, I'm still going to be pretty happy, to be honest. I'm still going to be pretty damn happy.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Do you want to know something pretty cool?
Sure, I'd love to.
There is right now online a website that is going to be helping you bunker down. I've been saying hunker down a lot lately. That's not right, is it?
It's bunker down.
I don't know where I've gotten that from. Sorry. There's a website right now that is letting you bunker down in, honestly, the most inspirational way I think I've seen so far, and that is, and I don't think they've realized, the people that have organized this, I don't think they've realized that what they've actually done for the world at the moment. These are people from Queensland, They run a koala sanctuary, the Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary, and they've got a live stream of koalas sitting in trees right now. So you can just go
a live stream of koalas, koala bears.
Go and check that out right now. Little adorable fluff balls just sitting in trees. And
are you doing that now? I know you're at home.
Well, wait a minute. Can I click through this link?
What are they doing? Because I
they're
feel
an
like...
hour behind in Queensland, so there's a good chance it's dark there right now.
I mean, and they also koalas. Don't koalas sleep like 14 hours a day or something?
Yeah. This is what I wanted to get to, because this is what's amazing about this camera. What they've actually realized is that what they haven't realized is that this is a great inspiration for people that are self-isolating. And the reason I'm saying that is because koalas have been doing this for thousands of years, tens of thousands of years.
Yeah.
They get what it is to just chill in the one spot and just sleep. Just be happy to just chill in the one spot and never leave.
Yeah. I mean... This is it. This is nothing new to koalas. And koalas,
They don't have Netflix.
They figured it out. They're like, you know what? You just eat enough eucalyptus and you finally just go to sleep. And you wake up 20 hours later and go, oh, I guess I better eat more eucalyptus. They really, I mean, I don't want to besmirch a beautiful animal, but they really don't do much.
No, they don't.
They eat eucalyptus and sleep.
But they're fine with it. Yeah. And now I'm starting to realize what the human analogy of just eating eucalyptus and sleeping heaps is. I'm now realizing probably not the best advice, to be honest.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
I thought I was a stronger man than I am. Not physically.
I never thought that.
Physically, I'm a scarecrow. Mentally,
right, okay.
I'm an ox. But apparently not. Yesterday, I was at my place of living, I was perusing the internet, and I happened upon a website that has a premium option.
Okay, yeah.
It is a website that ends in hub.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah,
And starts in porn.
Yeah, very good. So remember when I said before we did this, be careful around your language around this? Yeah. I'd just like to remind you of that at this juncture.
Of course. That's probably the only time I'll say the P word. But I happened upon it, and I saw there was a deal of like, hey, get premium for free if you're staying at home. And I was like,
okay.
And I'm like, well, I'm staying at home. Why don't
everyone's
I get...
Everyone's staying at home.
Exactly right. Why don't I get to enjoy the same luxuries as everyone else? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to sign up for the first time in my life. I'm going to see, because they said it's free. And so I was like,
yeah, right.
I'm like, it's not free. It'll get to a point where it's like, enter your credit card details and I'll put them in. And then after a month, it'll be like, we're going to charge you.
Okay. Yeah.
None of that. I put in a username, put in a password, put in an email, and it was like, you're in. And it was like walking through the pearly white gates. It was like I was in heaven. I was walking around going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What have I been missing out on? This is incredible.
Premium. That's what you've been missing out on.
Exactly.
Okay, so without getting into any kind of details, what's the difference? Because
it's just, it's more content.
I was going to say, because how could there be more content?
And that's what I mean. Okay, so like with everything as it is for free on the internet, I'd say that gets you to 80%. The premium is 20%. It's okay, like that little extra, but let me tell you, the extra percent is...
Okay, look, so why are you even talking about this morning?
Because...
Is it just a brag? Because there are a lot of people... Foxtel today are opening up to their subscribers. All of their packages now are just considered the basic package, and so you get all of Foxtel.
Exactly right. Here's why I want to talk about this and why I'm so upset. I logged on, had it all, brilliant, verified my email, was in the system. I have a nap.
Yeah.
I wake up. I go to look at my phone. I refresh it. And it's like, hey, you need to enter your email, your username and password.
Log itself out.
And I've forgotten my username and my password. And I'm locked out. And I can't re-sign up on the same email address.
I don't
want to do it on my work email address. So for a sweet second...
You've burnt your email address. Yeah,
right. For a sweet maybe half an hour, I tasted everything the internet had to offer, and then it was unceremoniously ripped from underneath me.
Let me be very clear. That's not everything the internet has to offer.
In my eyes, it is.
And what is such a shame for me is that we started a break about an adult website, and it's become more about minutiae of credit card details and email addresses. How boring did this end up being?
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.